newspaper item and gave it to Morris. It was from the Los Angeles Times, dated July 17, 1969. The headline read, "University Hospital Gets New Computer." The story outlined the acquisition of the IBM System 360 computer, which was being installed in the hospital basement, and would be used for research, assistance in operations, and a variety of other functions.
"You notice the date?" Farley said. "Watershed week."
Morris stared at it and frowned. Chapter 5.
"I am trying to be logical, Dr. Ross."
"I understand, Harry.
I think it's important to be logical and rational when we discuss these things, don't you?"
"Yes, I do."
She sat in the room and watched the reels of the tape recorder spin. Across from her, Ella sat back in a chair, eyes closed, cigarette burning in his fingers. Morris drank another cup of coffee as he listened. She was making a list of what they knew, trying to decide what their next step should be. The tape spun on.
"I classify things according to what I call trends to be opposed," Benson said. "There are four important trends to be opposed. Do you want to hear them?"
"Yes, of course."
"Do you really?"
"Yes, really."
"Well, trend number one is the generality of the computer. The computer is a machine, but it's not like any machine in human history. Other machines have a specific function, like cars or refrigerators or dishwashers. We expect machines to have specific functions, but computers don't. They can do all sorts of things."
"Surely computers are..."
"Please, let me finish. Trend number two is the autonomy of the computer. In the old days, computers weren't autonomous. They were like adding machines. You had to be there all the time, punching buttons to make them work. Like cars won't drive without drivers. But now things are different. Computers are becoming autonomous. You can build in all sorts of instructions about what to do next. And you can walk away and let the computer handle things."
"Harry, I..."
"Please, don't interrupt me. This is very serious. Trend number three is miniaturization. You know all about that. A computer that took up a whole room in 1950 is now about the size of a carton of cigarettes. Pretty soon it'll be smaller than that."
There was a pause on the tape.
"Trend number four," Benson began, and she clicked the tape off.
She looked at Ellis and Morris.
"This isn't getting us anywhere," she said.
They didn't reply, just stared with a kind of blank fatigue. She looked at her list of information. Benson home at 12:30, picked up blueprints, gun, and toolkit. Benson not seen in Jackrabbit Club recently. Benson upset by UH computer installed 769.
"Suggest anything to you?" Ellis asked.
"No," Ross said. "But I think one of us should talk to McPherson.